Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we're discussing music. Yesterday was kind of a hard day for Anna. It's been an interesting week, and I know that's not a legal word according to Captain Fantastic, but you know, sometimes it's the best word you can apply to a situation. And I was kind of having a little bit of trouble getting ready to go to bed, and I was like, you know, time for me to binge watch some Asian drama clips. And I happened upon A Better Place by Rachel Platten. I actually happened upon this song because I am a huge fan of Moi music videos, Until We Meet Again, the best drama series of all time. It came out last year, peeps. If you haven't seen it, it'll blow your minds. That's all I'm saying. But moving on. This song, it took me back in time to when I was 5 years old, and I was with my grandfather, my great-grandfather, who passed away when I was five. And the feeling you got when you were there in their presence. And this song is all about, it's a better place when you're around. It's a better place when you're near. It makes the world seem so much different. And it really made me appreciate that even though, you know, I'm having to deal with some stuff right now, the people I do have in my life who are present are so awesome. And it also reminded me of, you know, the people who were in the past in my life who were so awesome. And, you know, for whatever reason, death, distance, whatever, have moved on with their lives or their stories. And still appreciating how that presence affected your life for good. I actually spent part of last night learning how to play this on the guitar with some easy chords. And it's a great song. I remember actually when I first watched this music video, I know they put this with Moi, but this would be a perfect song to sing to a kid. I'd probably take out the kisses line because I've never really been into that word. I'm like, put high fives instead. I don't know. But, you know, it just made me think and appreciate what I have, what I've had, and what, you know, I will have in the future. And, you know, to let people know, to sit there and, you know, when you do have kids in your care, sing them that song, play it on the radio, let them know what that means to you. And I love how today I did a little bit of more research on this song, and Rachel Platten herself did a social experiment when she released this song for Vivo. She put people who are family members or couples on two opposite sofas, and then she had them play the song between them and look at each other while they were listening to the song. And then she was in the other room watching their reaction. And it just hit home. I don't know another way. I was looking at it going, my God, this woman's God. And I'm not saying my God isn't a swear word, because one thing most people know about me is I really don't swear. It's something that I just don't do. But I mean, the woman has it. She captured in this short, brief, beautiful little song, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I mean it really is, what relationships are like when they're good. When people's presence is appreciated and reciprocated. And that was really cool to see in her music video. I'm actually going to drop a link in the description to this Lady Rachel Platten's music video. I'm also going to drop the link in the description to the Emma one, because again, it was perfect for that one too. I mean, I was sitting here last night going, this is perfect for Emma, because really, that's what I think I like best about that film, is that it's not about, you know, lust or passion or, you know, any of those things. It's about people's presence in one another's lives. And, you know, when I was a kid, I remember sitting there going, it's not what you do, it's who you are. It's about being, it's about presence. And I think my grandfather taught me that better than anybody I've ever known. And again, he passed away when I was five, so he didn't have a lot of time to teach me that because we lived quite a distance away from him. But some of my few memories I have of my childhood are of his presence. Just his sitting there giving you his full attention, saying, I'm so glad you're my grandkid. And he did it to all us grandkids. I mean, he was like totally in sync, kind of like, oh, I don't know what Cloud Dancing and Medicine Woman. He just was so centered. And in my life, I sit there and go, how can I be more that way? How can I sit there and, you know, let people know that it is a better place when they're here? It's a better place in my life because of who they are to me. And, you know, that's something that I think is cool. And even for people who, you know, aren't in your life anymore, to sit there and say, I'm glad that they were in my life. I'm glad I can appreciate the really cool things they brought to my life. And that for whatever reason, you know, they're not here anymore. But they were. And for the good that was part of that, being grateful, sitting there and going, this song is about that. And so I would give this song an absolute 10. It was exactly what I needed last night when I was having, you know, the mental conundrums that I was dealing with. And so anyway, but it really is a phenomenal song. And her social experiment was absolutely brilliant. So I give her an absolute 10. If I could, I'd give the woman a 20 for how cool she was to, number one, write this song, and number two, do her social experience. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye.